and now to hopefully move away from medicated diabetes. Guest. Okay, I'm very nervous. My question is, I have diabetes. I've always believed I'd kill myself, and I feel it's a positive thing I can do, but it's like, what's preventing me from doing it? Abraham. Well, are you just killing yourself gradually with diabetes, or are you talking about something more dramatic? Guest. I want to just move on, just say, okay, I can do it, it's over with. But my biggest fear, Abraham, move on? Move on into a healthy body? Guess, yes, but my biggest fear is stopping medication and passing away, you know? Abraham, well, you're really going to hear this because the Action Journey says that this medication has caused me some stability. So we would encourage you to continue your Action Journey with no change for a while. But feel the difference between taking the medication and feeling irritation about it and taking the medication and feeling appreciative of its temporary stabilizing faculties. Do you understand that you are an extension of source energy and that the cells of your body are summoning life force and that they know exactly what to do? And that as they individually and collectively communicate and ask, that source energy answers them? And that is, in fact, what happens when the doctors pronounce you alive? In other words, that is just that process. So your cells, if you never gave any conscious attention to having diabetes or not having diabetes, the cells of your body know what to do to maintain your physical vessel to perfection. And if you're not doing something that gets in the way of that, then your body percolates along just fine. The cells talk to each other. If there's a little imbalance, they make the adjustment. Everything works perfectly. Sometimes you're even inspired to eat different things because your cells are asking for something that that particular food would contain. And at some level of your being, you know that your chemical factory can digest it and provide the nutrient that this particular body of cells is asking for. It is an amazing process, your physical body. So, when you're in this state where you've been diagnosed with diabetes, and you've been experiencing it long enough that it's annoying to you and cumbersome to you, you have two concurrent journeys, as everyone does at all times. You have the physical journey of dealing with your physical body, and then you have the emotional journey of how you feel about what you're dealing with. And so, many times it's been a long time point of confusion, for people say, are you teaching non-action? Since you're teaching us that thoughts create, then where does action fit in with it? And we say, action is the joyous way you live your life experience. We're not guiding you away from action. Someone implied that there's a difference between the physical world of action and physical manifestation and that which is spiritual. And we want to say to you that everything that's in your environment is an extension of source. Everything is spiritual. So often physical beings think that we're trying to move you away from action, that it should be only thought. And then they think, I should be able to fix my body with my thought. I should not need this medication. I'm going about it in a backwards way. And what we want you to understand is that you are where you are, and where you are is just fine. And the action journey that you're upon, we would not upset that apple cart for anything. We would continue to take that medication. We would continue to offer that action just as you are. But we would begin to give serious attention to our emotional journey. Just like the woman with arthritic hips, she can have arthritis in her hips and feel fearful, or she can have arthritis in her hips and feel hopeful. The difference between the fear and the hope makes the difference between whether that pain is going to leave her anytime soon, you see? So, do not worry about what you're doing with the action. You are here, in this body, you're taking the medication, and that is just fine. Do not condemn yourself for however you got here or for wherever you are. We so much want you all to hear that. Where you are is where you are, and where you are is just fine. Do you know anyone who's recovered? Guest. No, I don't, but I want to be the first if there hasn't been. Abraham. Do you know that there are people who have recovered? Do you know that there are people who have dramatically reduced their dependence on the medication? Do you know that there are people who have changed their vibration enough so that their body has once again begun producing the insulin that they want? Do you know that they are out there? So you could say, well, universe, I would like you to deliver to me some documentation about that. I am looking forward to receiving some information that justifies my feeling of hopefulness. Because when most people say, I want to be the first, the words are empty and hollow because they do not really believe that they can be the first. So, did you find relief? Did you feel some relief when we told you that there are these people? Guest, yes. Abraham, and did you feel some hopefulness that you might be able to receive some information that might make you feel even more belief? Yes. And so what just happened here is you became hopeful about legitimately being hopeful, which is the same thing as being hopeful. You became hopeful about being hopeful, you see. Your energy shifted. So if someone were to walk in the door right now, meet you for the first time and say, "Hey, how are you?" What would you say and mean? Guest, "Great. I'm doing better. I'm doing better." Abraham, "And what other words would you offer?" If they said, "Well, how do you really feel?" What would you say? Guest, "I'm looking forward to the days that come. I'm looking," Abraham, "in other words, I'm hopeful." Guest, "Yes." So Abraham speaks for the guest. "I'm hopeful." Now, if you wanted to take that a little further, and now is as good a time as any to do that, so you're hopeful. When you say looking forward to the days that follow, what do those days feel like? Coming into alignment. My physical body's coming into alignment. I go get a test. I'm given acknowledgement that things are changing. I'm encouraged to stay on the medication, and that doesn't discourage me at all, because Abraham encouraged that too. And I realize that I can keep that up. So I've got this blessed, wonderful insulin that's keeping me in this place of physical stability while I'm taking this emotional journey. I'm not only hopeful, I'm downright optimistic. I can see how things could change around for me, and it's pretty thrilling to think about things turning around for me, because I could be one of those medical miracles that nobody really understands. Only I understand. I took an emotional journey. I deliberately tended to the way I feel. I got up every morning. I meditated a little. I took a walk. I did things that make me feel good. I did things that please me. I got on rampages of appreciation. I made myself feel good on purpose, because I finally understand for the first time in my life that the way I feel is the key to the gate between whether or not the cells of my body receive what they're asking for. And finally, I did what I said I was going to do. I got myself out of the way. I'm out of the way. I'm allowing the well-being to flow through me. And now I'm anticipating what that means. I'm going to come into physical alignment. I'm going to begin to reduce my body weight. It's going to be obvious to people who surround me. My attitude's improved already. They'll notice that right away. But they're going to begin to see some visible evidence of the improvement in my physical body. And the doctors will take tests, and big whoopee, they'll feel better, or they won't. And I'll look in the mirror, and I'll feel better. But most of all, I'm looking forward to this life that I came forth to live. I want to live, and I want to thrive, and I can now see how I can do that. I don't have to do it all at once. I don't have to figure it out all at once. I just have to figure out right now how to feel a little better than I was usually feeling. Right now, how to feel a little better than I was usually feeling. I'm going to start talking it up. I'm not going to talk it down. I'm not going to hang around with people who want to talk about what is. I'm going to hang around with people who get off the subject altogether, or they'll talk about things that feel good to me when I talk about it. I don't need anybody's pity. I don't need anybody to help me justify where I am. I'm no longer going to use any of this stuff as any excuse about why things aren't working for me. Things are going to start working for me. There, you are done. Guest, "Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. It was like pulling teeth." Abraham, "You feel pretty hopeful to us. How does it seem to you?" To the group, "If you saw him on the street, what would you say? Hey, you look hopeful. I can see hopefulness radiating out of you. And what do you call yourself? Hopeful. What did I get when I visited Abraham? I got hopeful. When was the most significant turning point of my life? The day I went from fear to hope. I remember that day. I got hopeful, never to return to despair again. That was the turning point for me. That's the day I became hopeful, and that makes all the difference." Yes.